All right, boys. It's that time again. It's time for the gentleman's lobby, baby.
The gentleman's lobby.
Obviously, it's yours truly, Leo, that boy.
It's me, Kalo, the other boy.
The boy, Leek.
Hey, and your boy, Mark.
Hey. Oh. So, yeah. So
Halloween it's already is been the fuck over. That,
no, not really.
Let's move really. On to some fat nigga.
I've been waiting for this shit.
I couldn't wait.
Hungry ass.
Yes. Sadly, we couldn't do our podcast on Halloween.
Whatever. Yeah, we missed that. Everybody was out trick-or-treating.
I was out trick-or-treating.
You know, doing Halloween shit. So, you know, it was pretty busy. And so, but it is what it is. You know, we just move on.
Yeah. I have a... Our first comment about our podcast.
Oh, really?
Yep.
We got one comment
so far.
Sick. I love it.
Yes.
Dry can hands down beat the shit out of any of Malik's favorite characters in Naruto.
Oh, that's it. That's fucking. That is really specific.
Yeah.
Because we never talked about Naruto.
We never say shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what it said.
I feel like you.
So I'm just gonna move on anyway. So. I'm gonna start off with a little game, right? So in front of me are little Skittles.
Oh, okay. All I thought this was a motherfucking jelly bean.
No.
I wonder if that sounded horrible.
No. So these Skittles, right?
They're mixed with M&Ms.
No, okay, they're all Skittles, right? Now, all of them are different flavors. So right. The green could be cherry, the blue could be watermelon or whatever the fuck the flavors are. So the point of this game, right? So I'm going to answer a question. I mean, I'm going to ask a question.
Okay, I was saying, don't dick eat.
Okay.
This podcast is done. I'm going to ask a question.
Yes.
The people who get it wrong will get one, and they have to eat it. Now, you're out.
How is that a punishment?
No, it's not a punishment. It's just it's a quick trivia.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Now, the way you lose is if you get, there's an obvious cherry one. It's a cherry flavor. If you know cherry, it's pretty fucking obvious. It's the only one.
Right. It tastes like red.
Sick like a motherfucker. You know, just killing my stomach.
So we'll start off with an easy one, all right? What is the It's clown name?
Really, guys? Jaquan. Pennywise.
Actually, it probably would have been better to write it down, but you know what? How about we'll do it this way. So the first person to answer it, the other two, whoever didn't say it in time...
Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense. I was like, I know what it is. Like,
yeah, I knew what it was, but I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. What U.S. state was the site of Leatherface's chainsaw massacre?
Kentucky.
Texas.
What the fuck did you just say?
I was just dumbfounded by his answer.
Kentucky. Like,
I mean,
nigga, I know the answer. I love that show, bro. Don't give me that shit.
All right, go ahead. You gotta eat it.
So now, well, we gotta eat it and guess the flavor.
Oh, he put it back in the bowl, by the way. I'm a
Skittle. Shut the fuck up!
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, you can go first, Malik.
It's an obvious cherry.
Bro, if this shit tastes like dog food,
bad money. I'm scared.
Nah, the grape.
Okay.
It's that grape. Probably tastes like purple, don't it? What you got? What you got, Mark?
Oh, I can't tell the flavor.
Damn, what the fuck they put in that shit?
All right. What movie is the line, "Here's Johnny" from?
Shining?
Yes, The Shining.
Good job, Colin.
Too good at this. They gotta put me on Family Feud. I'll be killing that buzzer.
I want to eat tonight, bro. I'm not about to sit here and be just down and fucking...
Oh, you better start answering these goddamn questions.
Here's Johnny. No one watches that movie.
I didn't even see it, first but thing, I know where it's from.
Okay,
we're gonna talk later.
What kind of monster is Jaws about?
Shark.
Oh, I've heard them both.
So. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not playing this game no more, bro.
Eat it.
Say something then.
I got shit in my mouth. I can't talk with food in my mouth.
It's a Skittle.
It's just a Skittle.
Chicken wing.
All we're looking for is
my stomach already hurts. I hate the
bitch ass belly.
Complete this scream quote. What's your favorite?
You can't read it.
Favorite.
You can't read.
What's your favorite?
Can't read.
You guys are funny. What is your favorite blank? Is it A, monster movie?
Horror movie.
Scary movie, right?
Oh, it's scary movie. Yeah. Oh.
No one actually says horror movie. That's what normal people call it.
Suck my dick.
Eat your goddamn Skittle, Malik.
Are one of like these a child. To taste
bad? Eat the fucking Skittle.
Bro, no, it's an obvious Skittles are absolutely atrocious, bro.
It's all right. It's sour. So whichever one you get, it's sour.
Oh, it's supposed to be sour. Yeah. I haven't had a cup of sour yet.
All right. So what the fuck? Don't be afraid of sour.
I like sour Skittles, though.
What street did A Nightmare take place?
Elm.
Okay, Malik.
I was gonna let Malik have that one.
No, I was gonna let Malik have that one. I just shat on you.
Make a stomach about the burst. Another starburst.
Another starburst.
Oh, shit.
We all eating starburst, huh?
Malik, can you eat that one, please? Oh my god.
I actually been meaning to hide this one, and I can't believe you forgot that.
You just balling in your hands, all melty. Why do you have to monkey fist it? Like, why the whole. You're like.
What do you mean by that, Leo?
What? Yeah, all right. Open your hands. Okay.
Better be like SpongeBob. Let me check under your tongue.
Goddamn movie. What is a socio-political theme of Get Out? Gender, religion, race, sexuality.
Race.
Slow.
They're just Skittles,
bro. Bruh, like, yo, you can only eat, like, four Skittles at once before you just feel some type of way.
Yeah, it's like a good, like, 15.
Yeah, but I say, you eat them in, like, handfuls anyway.
Nigga, I already had, like, six, bro. Oh,
okay, some questions. This one, come on, Malik, you got this one.
All right, let's do two more.
How long?
Before Malik gets a stomach ache.
How long is a crime legal for during the purge?
12 hours.
12 hours.
There you go.
Yeah, I was actually wrong on that one.
I don't know who said it first between me and Mark.
Nobody got sour yet. That's why I just gave it to fucking Hello. Nothing sour?
Mm. Nah, bro. This nigga got like 30 of that bowl, dog.
There's not 30.
Is there only one?
Nigga, do you
sour?
Eat a Skittle?
No. There's multiple ones. Like, okay. It just so happens the chance.
Do you ever get a Skittle or something?
What
like,
Skittle
was that? It's probably a sour one.
No, that wasn't sour.
You got that sour.
It tastes like paper. What the fuck was that?
Paper.
All right, this last one.
What disability does the bad guy in Don't Breathe have?
He's blind.
Blind.
Oh, good job.
I was like, what movie is
Don't Breathe?
I just want one anyway.
No, well,
there
you go.
Eat the fucking Skittle. It's yours.
Oh, there you go.
That last Skittle was disgusting. I hated that.
Probably got a bad one.
Yeah, well, that's the edge.
I dare you to just fistful that bowl of Skittles. Yeah,
just I've had mine.
Are you gonna get a stomach ache like Malik?
No, I got cavities. Who is the killer in Halloween?
Michael Myers.
I said last one.
Oh, no, I'm done, bro. Don't give me them fucking Skittles,
that's the last
bro.
One.
I'm not eating no more than fucking things.
Let's move on. We're gonna be here all
you
day.
You got a sour one.
The one. Yeah.
Well.
He bit the shit out of that jaw, yo.
Damn, this was a good one, Malik.
That's not how I was thinking you could do that bottle.
So, realistically, oh, shit's fucking...
Does it taste... What?
So, these are zombie Skittles. And one of them... one of them's
dead.
Yeah. So, one of them's, like, rotten.
Oh, that's what it was.
That one I gave Malik would have been it. God, do you pussy eat one?
I had, like, eight.
Oh, so there was no cherry in
it. Oh,
there.
You swallowed it.
Hmm?
Oh, you a swallower.
Yeah,
you committed to that.
Yeah, you eat that dirty shit.
It's just a rotten flavor. It's not actually rotten.
I'm throwing up tonight like, fucking Skittle.
I'm going to turn into a zombie. I'm like,
okay. No, I just wanted to do that little pop quiz, you know, because we missed all Halloween, so at least we got some spooky questions out the way.
All right, that's cool.
It. So now we're in the month of fucking November.
Motherfucking November. I got greens. I love this fucking month, bro.
Yeah, this is the month of...
songs.
It's bowling songs.
Pilgrim songs.
Oh, we don't sing those.
No?
Why not?
I don't know what they are.
There's a couple.
Well, because pilgrims are the ones who, like, built the pyramids, so.
Wow. Ooh-wee.
All right, so yeah, we're going to move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on.
What's the other theme of November? Oh, the family table dinner eating thing. It's like the smart-ass comments. It's like, oh, like. You know, how many chickens you going to eat? And it's like, well, how many husbands did you have?
Remember, oh, like shit. The family comeback.
Yeah, the snapbacks.
Thanksgiving snapbacks.
I'm hoping that they, instead of, like, doing that shit, like, they mix it with the Idris Elba John. Of him eating the...
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that's
I love that fucking show, the Hot Ones.
Hot Ones is a good show.
It's amazing. So, like, I haven't seen like one that hasn't had a meme come out of it yet.
Yeah, they all have memes in them, so good.
You know, it's more like, so I recently watched a one with Paul Rudd. Because that meme of
two memes coming out of it.
Yeah. And
you break their heart.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that's just so funny, yo.
No, I love that dude. I love his questions. I don't understand 80% of them.
He's like one of the most prepared interviewers.
He does like some digging.
He's very, very well prepared.
Yeah, I can tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. Not me.
And then you got answer on why your head is on fire.
Yeah. Like that, when he was interviewing Scarlett Johansson and he was eating the wings and trying to get her to spoil like Avengers. And she was like, she got like this close to like leaking some shit. Mm. Oh, so good.
I don't know what that heat does to you, but you just
you can't focus. You like, but
so you're a different person at that point.
I do like the whole digging up of Instagram photos.
Yeah,
I do like that part where he goes to old pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Speaking of Instagram, I do have a personal question for you, dog.
Me?
For who, Malik?
Why? Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Why do you have like 8 pictures?
Don't need all the more pictures.
No. You know what I'm asking you.
Why do you have
selective pictures?
What do you mean selective pictures?
I'm pretty sure
everybody had selective pictures.
Yeah, I don't like
Instagram.
Like,
even Instagram, not like Snapchat, where you just post.
Yeah, I just don't like. Yeah.
Okay, so who would say out of us four had Instagram longer?
Probably me.
Probably Malik.
Okay, so
I mean, I just went through a whole thing. I archived deleted everything.
A lot. See. And before I knew what archiving was, I just deleted them.
We're on Kalos right now, and it's pretty hefty.
You can archive those pictures, and they won't be on your actual page, but you save them you put them in like a save file.
But you'd be able to put them back.
You can
on
put
your
them
page.
Out whenever you want. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that. All
right. Why do I only have 8 pictures?
Like 8 pictures.
Because I don't put random shit on it. Like I don't like just. Like, I see people that just post random shit all over it. Oh, and it's just dumb shit. Like, and I don't like doing that because I'm like, I think I look at Instagram as like a form of what it's supposed to be like.
Like, I'm sorry?
Where you stunt on people.
No, but like, I look at Instagram as a form of like dating. So you're putting your best out there for people to see.
Oh, I guess
because you don't put no ugly ass picture on Instagram.
Yeah, you don't.
You never do. So like,
right?
You kind of you're always putting your best on Instagram. So mm-hmm. when it just gets time where I'm like, yo, I don't need these old pictures.
That's kind of what I meant when I said like Instagram is how you stunt on people.
Yeah, because, in
like,
a sense,
you always put your best shit, like
your best
all
shit.
The good shit that's going on. What's like if you out somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen good pictures of you.
Yeah, that are not there anymore.
Some that even we enjoy together.
Yeah,
and
what that mean?
You know,
I was agreeing with this nigga, and I was like.
Remember that one time? No.
Yeah, like that one time where me and you, we shared?
Nah.
Share we shared? Little,
nah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
I was sweet.
Probably.
Look at the picture of Malik, eyes closed like a motherfucker.
No, but I'm not like pointing you out. But I just think it's I don't know. It's so would you say that the next picture you post, then the last picture...
No. I don't do it like that. So, like, all of my older pictures, I had dreads in. Why would I keep that up there? Memory reason? I got a photo album in my phone for that. Yeah. So, I have no reason to keep that on Instagram.
I could
so
see that.
I deleted it.
Or, like, when you have, like, one dread picture.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, that way, you know. But, again, like, I had that in my phone.
I think in a gentleman's lobby, it's...
No.
That picture is the dreads?
No.
No, are you sure?
We were at the movie tavern when you took that picture.
Yeah.
We went to go see Jumanji.
You had dreads in Jumanji, didn't
no,
you?
No, I didn't.
Wow. Oh, damn.
Yeah, but, no. That's why I do it. So, like, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you keep going.
Oh, that's why I do it. Like, I'm just like, all right, well, this picture is 2016. Why do I still need this picture up here? This was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Delete. Like, and again, this is before I knew that archive shit. So... one day I was looking, and I'm like, archive? What's an archive? And my stupid ass, I archived the picture, went to archive, and was like, yo, this picture ain't here. But it has, like, your story. It automatically archives your stories.
All your stories? No, it doesn't.
Yeah. It automatically.
So if I go to the archive, my stories are in there?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, it does. Because I don't archive none of my stories, but they're automatically there.
I'm about to look it up right now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Exposed.
Because I don't archive none of my stories.
Where the fuck is the archive?
So here.
Oops. And I'm assuming you can see the archives, right?
It's your profile.
Yeah,
okay.
You can only you.
So
can
let's
see
say I'm gonna go to this.
I didn't.
Oh shit!
Let's go to this picture, right?
Okay.
It does.
So you go to. Oh no, I'm sorry. So you hit the little three dots. You see where it says archive?
Yeah.
Oh damn.
So you archive, right? So now it's gone. So what you do is you go up, you hit these three lines,
right,
and you go to archive. Now you don't post shit to your story, so it doesn't do it.
Oh.
So you just go right here, photos.
I see it's like 1,000
dick and then
pics.
Boom.
Yeah, so I have considerably less stories than I do on actual pictures.
Yeah. So that's
good though. I fucking learned
something. So now if you get when you get famous, people can't go back and dig up shit on you.
Because yeah, they already screenshotted it all.
Well,
they already screenshotted it way back in 2010.
So that's why I just look at it like, okay, like I just, it's like an Instagram cleanse. Like, right, I don't need to have these on.
That makes sense. Because now that archive got brought into, because there's a lot of pictures that I have only on Instagram and not like anywhere else. Yeah, I don't have them anywhere else. And I was like, damn, I shouldn't delete these because can't get these back. But yeah, now that archive is there.
But one thing, before I knew what archive was, I would just go back, screenshot the picture, mm-hmm, edit it the right way, and then delete the picture on it.
Yeah, that was my old method. But I was like, do I really want to go through all my pictures and screenshot them? I was like, but yeah, I'm probably just going to throw them on archive now.
Yeah.
So you're going to ask me that question next week.
Why you got 8 pictures? I've never put up more than 50 pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, like I've been archiving my shit. I just
don't like having like a clutter, like cluster fucking shit. Maybe, you know, maybe next year I'll just try to post once a month. But I don't know. I just, when I post, it's like, I like to post if I'm doing something or like,
yeah,
if I'm somewhere.
Like I said, I feel like that's what Instagram is for anyway. Mm-hmm. Like it's different from like Facebook, Twitter.
Right?
Like Facebook and Twitter, you do like, you can post like your day to day shit, what you doing. Instagram is more like, oh, I'm about to make this look real good.
Right.
But wouldn't you want to visually see what you do? I don't know.
But you did it, like I said, you can do that on Facebook or like Twitter and shit, you know?
I think
Twitter is more.
But then you look at it.
I think it's how you, what is like your go-to. You know what I'm saying? Because
like
I feel
favorite,
like
social media site?
Like, for example, you'll have people who rather post everything
Twitter
on Facebook.
Right.
And it only posts like intimate or personal things on Instagram.
Right.
And then vice versa.
Which makes
sense. It's all about where they get the most likes.
Yeah.
Like if you, in my opinion, if you're going to post something and you want people to see it, you post it where
you know you got the most people at.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to post something more intimate, you post it where
no one's going to see it.
No one's going to see
it. Yeah, like I'm not going to say more where I get the most likes, but I post more like personal or like just shit that's going on like Snapchat. Because, I mean, it's gone in, like, 24 hours.
Yeah.
So but, like, if I'm going to get something good or I take, like, a really good picture and I'm like, damn. Or I'm in a really good picture and I'm like, damn, this looks really good. It's going on Instagram.
It's going on Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't care regardless either way.
Like, for example, your pictures, Mark, are, like, I think, like, the first, like, probably, like, 5 or 6 are amazing. Because it's like, you have the ones that you're playing guitar.
No,
I don't think he put that one up.
Well,
the one that he took when we were at the time.
I think he made his Facebook.
You made his Facebook.
I put it on Facebook, but I didn't
put it on Instagram.
I made it my profile picture, but I didn't upload it on Instagram.
As long as it's there.
You got the one with the snake. You got the one with you in the Philippines, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
That's Instagram, right?
That's Instagram.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff people put on Instagram. You know?
Right, and you're just like, damn, like that's dope. You know, like I liked it. That's why I was like, oh shit, this is amazing.
You don't think, like, step out of yourself for a moment, and you don't think, so, before I ask that question, would you say Instagram is like your number one go to?
No.
Or your number two go to?
Instagram is my number two.
Okay.
What's number one? Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah, so, Twitter's king.
I love Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, in
terms of being like, oh, yeah, okay, okay. I'll leave it at that. So, you don't think that when you have, you almost seem less interesting when you only have so many pictures? Like, it doesn't seem like it doesn't, like, stepping out of yourself. Like, you personally, you don't give a shit because you have an agenda in your mind of how you post shit on Instagram.
Right.
But just seeing it on the outside, like, you know, you see mine and there's only like 8 photos. But
no,
we're not,
I agree. Like
friends or anything, you would just think it's kind of like
I would just be like, you're boring. Because then I would like.
It's like, damn, if last it was time you posted it was like 2 months ago. Like,
yeah, fuck. right, exactly. I'm like, the fuck, like you don't. You have 8 pictures and you post in these 3 month increments.
Like, do you do anything?
Yeah, like, you know what? Do you do
anything?
But
that's kind of what you do.
But that's exactly what I do. So It makes you less interesting because it's like you don't really post much. But then it's also the idea of like, okay, so this person's really low key and don't really do like not do much, but like no one, you don't really post his business out there. You know what I mean? Where people's like, oh, like okay, this person's doing that or this person's doing that. Like you get on Facebook and you see people just complain all day. You're like, bro, come on. You know what I mean? Like. Right, so it like offsets itself.
Yeah, there's too many people. Like I go on Instagram. Like, I kind of got to this conversation because for me personally, I fucking hate Instagram. Like at this point, I just don't like it. I don't see anything interesting about it.
No.
And now, and maybe it's because I don't dig. Not dig, but sorry, I got like a dig in my throat.
I thought he said thing, and then I was like, nah, that's not thing.
I don't know. It's just something about it that I don't find anything interesting on it. And, like, one thing that annoys me is, like, I'll go on, like, stories, like how Facebook has it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, both Facebook and Instagram stories fucking annoy the shit out of me.
They're most likely, like, if you...
But they're, like, quotes and shit. And I'd be like, what the fuck am I looking at? And why the fuck
I like the quotes. I just won't. Like, I will probably, like, post one or two here and there. Like, I do like the quotes. I'm not going to say I don't. I do. But I do have, like, people on Instagram that, like, post
hella
quotes. And I'm just like, you know, if I know you're a person that, like, just only post quotes, I, like, zoom to your story because I know there's something going
or
on, you
just,
know.
You just swipe on it.
Right, exactly, you know.
Because there ain't nothing interesting after, like, you're not going to post. Like, if I know you're just going to keep posting quotes, like, I don't expect to find like some diamond in the rough between your story.
Right, exactly. You're just like
swipe on that shit and get the fuck out of my way.
You know, I use Instagram for like, and this is not to say like, oh, I send like hella quotes to like women. There's only one woman that I send quotes to. But I'm not gonna say her name.
Lip it. Oh, okay, cool. Nice, got it.
So,
he said,
you fucker! He said, you son of a bitch!
To elaborate for the, wait, who reads closed captioning? Deaf people.
They don't. Oh, wait, no, my bad. I thought you said, remember when you said deaf, it went straight to blind. So I was like, how the fuck did they read?
I was like, blind people don't read. I don't know what I said. Think about blind people.
A funny thing too is that iOS are they releasing like new emojis?
The walking stick. Oh my god!
Like, man, they can't wait till blind people see this. You know? That's so But so yeah, no, like I said, it's just interesting to see how. Like, for me, I can't manage multiple social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I manage a social media separate from mine? Like, you know, our own thing?
Right.
Yeah, I can do that.
Right.
But, like, to, let's just say, for example, you have to put up a status on all your social media just to show people that you're alive.
Right.
Like, 80% of the world will think of that.
You get one.
Yeah.
You get one.
It's hard to jump from... You know, like I don't even know my Snapchat. I deleted it, And now I don't know how to log back in because I don't know any of my shit. Mm-hmm. So I don't have Snapchat, and then I have Instagram, and I have Facebook. Twitter is just like when I want to dive into a deep, dark cave and be like,
yo, Twitter is like everything on one
literally thing. Yeah, like, literally is. Like,
you get everything. You get funny, negative, positive, informative. Informative. Yeah. You get everything on Twitter. That's why I like it. Like, I don't have Facebook right now. Mine is deactivated, and I deleted the app. Because I look at Facebook as a place of just annoyance. Like, it just annoys so me. Miserable. Yo, it just...
That's why, like, yo, I literally, like, when I'm on Facebook, it's, like, it's literally just sharing, like, memes and shit.
When I deleted my Facebook, when I deleted my Facebook and my Instagram, when I deleted all my social media, when I hopped back on, Facebook was the last one I reactivated. It was the easiest that I could have kept off of, like, Instagram. I like Instagram because, like, Instagram, if you ever go through the Explore page, like, it curates all the shit, like, basically that you've been liking.
Right.
So if you're, like, I mean, I'm constantly, like, liking artwork, tattoos, and baddies, too. So when you go to the Explore page, it just...
That's all it is.
Baddies left and right. Mm-hmm. Bomb-ass tattoos, bomb-ass artwork.
Right.
Yeah, it helps you discover a lot of shit. That's one good thing about Instagram.
It caters to what you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, like, I'm okay with.
I deleted both for... Well, I deleted my Facebook for a lot longer than this, but I deleted my Instagram for a week just to see how I would feel. Mm-hmm. Like, and, like, yo, it was dope. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, it was just refreshing, not, you know, being like, I need to go in here, I need to go in here. Like, you know, wow. I think I binged watched, like, hella shows and, you know, I was playing my Xbox and just doing shit that, you know, like, kept me off of my phone.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely refreshing because, I mean, most, like, a lot of, like, shit, like, I'm not going to say Facebook. Yeah, I would say Facebook, too. But Facebook and Instagram, that shit, like, depresses people.
Yeah.
Because you're on Instagram. Yeah, it's like, you're on Instagram one day and you see everybody doing shit and having fun when... Reality, they probably doing the same shit you doing right now, but they just had this picture that they saved from like a month ago and was like, you know what, let me just put this up. And you're like, damn.
Yeah. But I can't be doing some shit. I never get the feeling of like, I need to be on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. I mean, I deleted my Twitter and got a new one. I don't even post on that shit. I got like fucking less than 20 followers. I think even less than 10 followers.
Like, it's weird, like, I don't have, so, like, Ellie, for example, she goes on Facebook, and she goes on Instagram, and she can do that for a while. Me, like, I don't have, I just do it simply because I just feel like, it's like society is a person, and they text me, and they're like, hey, it's like, hey, did you check your social media? And it's like, sure, I'll do it today, since it's a requirement. But, like, I don't have no interest on going on it, like, anymore.
And,
like, when I go on it, to go off of what Kylo said, like, is it slightly depressing?
I mean, I'm not going to say it's depressing for everybody.
But it's scientifically proven.
The average person, like, if you don't really care about what other people are doing and you're already living your own life, it won't affect you at all.
Right.
But, like, some people kind of, like, they're in that headspace, you know?
And that's before I deleted it, that's how I was. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just like, you know, like, you follow all these. Now, I don't follow mass celebrities, nothing like that. I have a couple that I follow, football players that I follow. And I'm just like, damn, like, the fuck am I doing? And that's how, like, I was thinking like that.
And I'm like, did I cut you off?
No, you did, but go ahead.
Oh, go.
Oh, so.
you did cut him off.
That's what I was asking. I was like, did I cut you off? And you're like, no, go ahead. I'm like, but it sounded like I cut you off. But yeah, no, it sounded like I cut you off, but, you know, keep going.
So, but that's why I deleted it. You know, like, I was just getting frustrated. So I was like, all right, let me go. I did it once. And then I reactivated it the next day because I forgot to check something. And then I realized you can't delete it until the next week. So I was like, fuck. So I had to wait till the next week and then deleted it. And I was like, all right, I must just not be on this for a week.
Really? So, like, when you reactivate Instagram, you can't delete it for a week?
So say if you delete your Instagram today, if you opened it tomorrow and was like, all right, I'm deactivating it tomorrow, you would have to wait until Saturday. Next Saturday to deactivate it. Yeah, you can't do it in that week. So you, but Facebook, you can reactivate it in the same day.
That I didn't know. But Instagram got a lot of tricks.
But that's why. Two things today. That's why I did it.
Shit, one thing I saw, you could delete your messages on Instagram.
Yeah, you could unsend them.
Yeah, that's.
That is weird. Like, yeah. I don't even know how to do that.
Some
I don't want to learn.
I found out, because somebody was like, yo, like, I was at a little party with Eileen and her family and friends, and a situation happened. And with one girl, and she ended up leaving, and the girl who left sent an Instagram message to another girl that was at the party. And she was like, yo, like, did y'all get that message? And everybody's like, no. She's like, yeah, look. Like, there's nothing there. And she's like, yo, I swore she texted me. And then I was like,
I didn't know
you. You think you could delete messages on Instagram? And they're like, no, you can't do that. And I was like, let me see. And then I did it. And you're like, I think you either hold it down or you do something, and you just delete. And that's
just, yeah, like I'll be like at work or something, and like somebody will send me a message on Instagram, and I'm like, I checked it later because, you know, I'm at work, I'm doing my shit, and then, you know, let's say like I walk away or something, and I'll check, and it's like, you can't view this message anymore, it's been unsent. And I'm like, the fuck, you can do that shit?
I've seen people talking about it, but I didn't know you could do it.
It's true.
Yeah, you can confess your to get somebody's attention. Yo. You just write like, hey. And then just unsend it. No. I like, yeah, unsend it. So they could be like, hey, what did you say? And be like, oh, you want my attention? Hey, how are you doing? I don't know what I was going to say.
Oh, I would be annoyed by that.
Oh, my gosh, dog. Like, yo, don't do that shit.
That's some fucking mind games right there.
Yeah, bro. Yo, nah, that's drawn.
Damn. So then nobody's not going to do their homework when I said to do Facebook
Maybe.
Dating.
Oh.
The Facebook dating?
Nah, I mean, I said I wasn't going to do it. So
see, I don't know. Like, I think me, Malik, and Kylo talked about this, right?
But oh, I wasn't there?
Yeah, no, we don't like this was that.
Because, like, every time I set up, it's just the area I'm in. Every time I set up a dating app or something, like, all the chicks on there, yo.
They ducks, yo.
Y'all gonna hate me for it, but they busted. Like, it's like, bro.
Nah, they not. No, we don't hate you. That's facts, bro. Busted. That's facts. Yo, they ducks.
I feel bad for saying it, but.
See,
I mean,
they're not your preference.
I'm a short, chunky guy, but I got standards. I know I can pull. Like,
yeah,
you know,
facts.
I know I can pull above. Look, so like,
yeah, you know
I got my standards, and I'm sorry.
Nah, I'm sorry. Nobody currently has Facebook right now.
I don't have.
I have Facebook.
You should do Facebook dating.
Hell no.
Start it right now.
So
just start it up and see what happens.
I started it up, and I got like going through like the steps and stuff and whatnot, and it's like Facebook dating will not have anything to do with your actual Facebook. Like, you don't meet anybody that you have on Facebook.
Right. No, that's what
I'm saying. Like, okay, cool. And then I got to the last page and was like, this shit is pointless. And then it completely just back like stopped it at that point.
That's exactly where I got.
Can you do it while we're doing this, Kello? Just get past the last step. I just want to see.
I'll think about it. Let's see.
Only so, because it's
yeah,
like
just keep going.
I don't know. Like,
well, because look, so one reason why I'm not obsessed with it. I'm not like, come on, y'all, I want to cheat. Like, no, it's nothing like that. Because the thing is that it's weird for me for Facebook to do something like this now. But the only logical reason is that it's a competing game. I mean, like. Tons of dating. The very first dating thing, for at least from my memory, was fucking Match.com, and I remember those fucking Jones.
Should I use my Halloween? Should I use my Halloween costume as my profile picture?
You can
for
just
that
fucking
shit?
Put a chihuahua.
Yeah,
it's
fucking
now.
Hilarious. So
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, because you just draw people that okay, they have similar interests in what you have.
Like, well, he like Naruto, or he like
that's gonna be so
he watches anime.
If,
you know,
if he like Naruto, he must be into anime.
Yeah, that's so. Well. Yeah, I just find it like, okay, maybe Facebook dating is like the shit. Maybe they somehow did it better than what other, I don't know what's out there.
I feel like online dating is good and it's bad. Like, it's good because people don't want to have that face-to-face interaction right away, but it's bad because people are scared to have that face-to-face interaction or interaction. Like, I think, like, all right, so it's easier for you to send a message to somebody on social media, whatever social media it is, dating website, whatever, because if you don't respond or they just see it and don't respond, you're like, All right, cool. But it's harder to do it in person because you don't want to get dubbed right there in person. Like, yeah. If I'm talking, if I'm like, if you go, nah, obviously not you, Leo, but like, say Kalo or Mark or me, you know, you go talk to a girl and she like, nah, nigga, keep it moving. You're going to be like, all right. And then like, yeah, you're going to be like, I'm so sorry as shit. But if you send a message on like social media or a dating site and they read it and don't respond, you're like, okay. If it was like
Swerve, nigga, you'd be like,
you probably be like,
if they swear you behind right. The computer, so you be like, all right, bitch, fuck you. Like, you feel me? Like,
you know, like, I know where you live.
You just described like 90% of girls' DMs.
Yeah.
Like, hey, they don't say nothing. Well, fuck you, yeah, bitch, well, fuck me.
Because you're behind a computer. But if you're not behind a computer, it's a completely different thing. Like, you're like, you're going to be like, damn, that's how you're going to do me. Like, you're going to come at it and approach it in a different way.
Go ahead, Mark.
No, I was going to say, you see people out on the street and they do it all the time.
Yes, yeah, it's the same thing. Literally the same thing.
But, you know, again, I give you the question where it's like, or a scenario, and it's like, you know, you could meet somebody online and you guys could talk, but then even in person, it still feels brand new, as if you don't even know them at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't think you really can know a person, and like, even if you like FaceTime them or call them or text them or message on like a dating website, you don't really know a person until you hang with them in person.
Yeah.
In person.
Yeah, no, I agree. 100% agree.
It's like, I don't know, you see the subtleties of their face when they're talking, mm-hmm, or when they're doing
body
stuff.
Body language.
Body language, exactly.
How they act, how they speak.
Yeah, like I said, FaceTime is the closest like form of that, but it's still not the same.
Right.
Nah.
I feel like now is the hardest time to find someone. Now, when I mean hard, I'm not saying it's impossible or like very challenging. I'm just not saying it's easy either. You go back years ago, and I'm talking about even when we were kids, us as kids and looking at adults, you know, their way of communicating with other people was simply by just meeting them and talking to them.
Right.
You know, and then we merge into this day and age of social media and shit like that, and then it was a mix of that, of meeting somebody and messaging. And then it's like now it's like more online based and less in person.
Right.
And I don't know. It's weird. I try and think back on phone conversations I had, and I'm trying to think if I ever had an online. I think you would know more than I would, which is weird. Have I ever talked to anybody online?
Like social media or whatever?
Yeah.
Like started online?
Like, or you started online?
Yeah.
I don't think you have, no.
I'm trying to, like, go through them. I'm trying to, like, go through them all in my head.
At least, like, not, like, ex-wise.
I think you did. For, like, a couple, maybe. Like,
was it the Xbox one?
Oh, you met someone?
Yeah, the Xbox one?
Mike knows that one.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, man. That was me and Xander's first squabble.
Oh, my God, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, that was weird. But it wasn't really a squabble. I just knew it was fucking weird. I was like, this is just getting out of hand.
Nah, I think it was one more, but I don't know. I'm going to have to like think about this for all camera because I don't want to say the names. Like,
well, you lip it. Like, you got to lip me.
No, I'm not going to be lipping you.
just something you say after. You don't even name drop people.
But
I mean, that's kind of what you want them to do.
I know all of my, not all of them, shit. But like,
well, you had that crazy Sakura. I'm not
gonna get into that. Ever. But I had a couple online that
was your boo.
Was suck my dick, nigga. Fuck out of here. I had a couple that were online. Obviously, it's way better in person.
Oh, yeah.
Way better in person, in my opinion.
Like, I've only had one.
Online?
Yeah. But when I met them in person, it was like, we hit it off, like, right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
I think majority of the, like, ones I've met online, I've never met in real life.
Really?
Just because it's like, I don't know. I mean, there's one I would love to meet in real life, but I think the rest of them, like,
mm-hmm,
I don't give a fuck about. Like, well, not rest of them.
Do I know the one that you would love to meet?
Yeah. All y'all do. All y'all. You don't know her, but, like, obviously, y'all being my guys, like, I've told you. A celebrity? But fuck no.
That'd be some shit. Celebrity. Can you imagine, like, he was talking to, like, a celebrity?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you actually talked to this person. Who is it? Or take me back. In what year?
Shit. Not wait. Yeah, this is recent.
2019. Oh, yeah, wait. This is the one that you lipped to me earlier?
Yeah, it's the one.
Oh, you did. Yeah. That's a weird one. Man.
Remember the one where I was like, why the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, okay. All right. But for the most part, yeah, a lot of them are just... Because I haven't really, like, put myself out there recently as of late. Like, I would say probably in the past, like, 8 months. Because, like, I don't...
Damn!
No, it's been a while. It's been a while that I've got into the dating world.
Who you telling?
Because I just... it's, and don't get me wrong,
So, okay, I don't mean to cut you off, but so this is just a question for the group.
Yes.
Kylo, you can answer too as you're doing your Facebook thingy.
Mm-hmm.
So, to clarify, just again, in case anybody forgot, so I'm married out of this group.
Yes. Right.
Me and Malik had a fling, didn't work out. While he was asleep.
While I was asleep.
But, so I've been married for 2 years, 2 years this year, and then now... it'll be 6 years altogether.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's been a...
long-ass time, right?
Long fucking time.
Long-ass time.
Yeah.
It was 6 years, yeah. So, now, 6 years ago, in some... I think, you know, being young adults, we were kind of merging into the whole... either you're meeting somebody or you're talking to them online. Like that's right. When like the merging kind of happened, and eventually online became more overpowered.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What do you guys feel is the most difficult thing right now in terms of trying to find somebody to date or put yourself out there? Like what's?
Well, I'd say meeting someone just out there right now. Well, because right now I work in an office and I see the same fucking people every single fucking day.
That's a good point.
And I'm a homebody for the most part, so I don't fucking do much. So I don't meet anybody new. That's probably the hardest one. Meeting people online is easy, but I don't like doing online.
So now it's like you're stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
Where it's like I'd rather not go out and meet people, but I hate going online. You know, it's What about you, Lil?
You shut the fuck up, go.
I think, which is, you said it, is it
like, harder? What do you find just challenging of just currently, right now? Like,
I feel like people try to make up as many, like, excuses as possible to... I guess I don't want to say excuses, but that's like the reason to not, you know, do something, right? So, for example, like if someone's like, I don't want to meet anybody yet because I want to make sure like I'm set, you know, or I'm good to go, you know, that can mean a bunch of things. That's you know, like what do you mean? Like what do you mean? You said, do you mean emotionally? Do you mean financially, you know, mentally, physically? Like, you know, that can mean a lot of things, you know, where it's like you never know what that person can help you become or push you to be, in that sense. Like,
right.
Okay, like,
yeah, for years I've been against the whole, you know, I got to work on me. And I mean, the people have their reasons of wanting to do that, like, you know, of maybe just getting out of a long relationship that was either abusive or just it felt toxic or something like that, and it felt like they needed time. But, like, you know, a lot of times, like, I feel like when you're in the game of feeling like you need to, not need to be with somebody, but of either wanting or needing someone, like, you know, your end goal is to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day.
And you're always going to be working on yourself. That never ends. Like,
yeah,
if you're in a relationship, that never ends.
Right. Like, unless this is, like, a game changer where this guy's like, you got to marry me tomorrow, I'm getting deployed. Like, you know.
Did you ever see that religion movie, like, Think Like a Man?
Think Like a Man with Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
So, in the movie, there's, you know, Taraji P. Henson?
Yeah.
So, in that movie, she's like this, like, I think she's like a millionaire or like she makes six figures or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, in the movie, and her entire thing in the movie is like, I need a man that's going to do this. I need a man that, you know, she's just like that independent woman that just like, if you ain't up on my level or where I'm at, then I ain't fucking with you. And then in the whole movie, it's a guy that, Michael Ealy, he wants to, you know, I think like open his own restaurant or something like that, but he can't. So he's working in a restaurant and then he turns around and wants to open his own food truck. And them two, they meet, and obviously she's like, oh, yeah, he's cute, whatever, but he broke, he ain't did this, he ain't that, he, you know, whatever. And the entire time that, you know, they're trying to get to know each other, like, she just keep brushing him off because he's not this type of person or he doesn't have this type of status, you know. And she's like, then afterwards, you know, he says something, I can't remember, he says something to her that made her obviously feel like shit, like, you just gonna turn me away because I'm not making six figures like you, or like, you know what I mean? And obviously the point is, you know, they get together at the end of the movie, whatever. But I just think that's true. Like, I think people in general just is like, oh, if you're not doing this a certain way or doing that a certain way, or, you know, you don't have X, Y, Z. Like, for the longest growing up, I always felt like I need a car. Mm-hmm. I need my own place. I need all this before I can even think about talking to a woman. Yeah. You know, and that's not true.
Yeah.
But society makes us feel like that, you know?
It's this breaking the cycle that, like, in your own mentality. Because, truthfully, growing up, you know, we were all tight. One of our friends was, you know, kind of labeled. As growing up, one of our friends was labeled as like a ladies person, like every girl fell for him and blah blah blah.
Right, right.
And at one point, you know, before I found my confidence, at one point I was like, damn, like now that this person has a car, you know, like I'm.
You really gonna be shitting on us?
Yeah, like that's it. Like now, fuck me. Mm-hmm. This really sucks. But then I found my confidence and was like, I don't need shit.
Yeah.
To be.
And that's real.
You know what I mean?
Because when you met Ellie, you didn't have, I think you had your car. I didn't think you had a damn license.
Man, I was fucking, no. I didn't even have a permit, technically.
Like,
I had an expired permit when I met Ellie. I was living with my parents. I was a bar back. She was a waitress.
That sounded like the perfect, like, movie relationship,
right? Fucking straight romance
in the city, like
in the city, rom-com.
Yeah, real shit, bro.
Yo, let's make a fucking movie.
Right, I'm gonna write a book on that shit.
I told you that it always felt that way when it was me and Bobby. When we walked into the diner, we ate, and there was no one there. Ellie wasn't there at the time, so we left. And you know, the next day we chose to work, and we were like, oh. Let's go to this diner that we planned on going to. So we went to this diner. Fucking absolutely hated it. We were in these tiny little ass desks, and like we're just like
at that diner, right?
No. Oh, not another that one. That one was tight too.
Yeah, that one was dumb ass tight.
But this one is like the tables were like thin.
Okay.
Like so, we sat in like a booth / kind of table, but mm-hmm. So it was like halved. So then we decided, fuck this place. We're just gonna go back to Little Pete's, and then the next night we go. I sit down. I see this girl, and I'm like, oh, my God. I said, Bobby, you see that girl right there? That's the girl I'm going to marry. And then, obviously, we get married.
Yeah.
So that was like a, yeah, I always think that's like a.
Then she said, nah,
that's
nigga.
A cool
story. Nah, nigga.
Nah, nigga, back the fuck up.
And that's the thing is that I feel like that's a cool story that, you know, when Amelia grows up, I can tell. When Adam grows up, I can tell.
Right.
Now
most of the stories is like.
So I met this bitch on Instagram, and I mean, like, this bitch was fine as fuck.
I liked her picture. She liked mine. I slid in those DMs.
I sent the eggplant.
And what
as fuck.
What I like most about that is like when you hear Ellie talk about it, it's like you weren't her type.
No.
Like you're not. You know, you're the complete opposite of what she likes. You know, but somebody she was like. let's see what happens.
Yeah. Not to be all like
like mushy.
Yeah, I was gonna say gay. yeah, and it was. She asked me. She was like, "You know, what was your type of woman?" And I was like, "It was not you,
right?
Not you, straight up." And not that she felt some type of way, but she was just like,
"Yeah, you just like
what? Like I'm not your type."
And so we go back to I think it was like one of like the first podcasts we did after. You know, we came back, or I literally said that. I was like, usually the person you end up forever with is not your type at all.
It's not the
one. Yeah. Yeah. And I told her, she was like, damn, like, I'm not your type. And I'm like, yeah, but see, the thing is that back in the day, the type I wanted was a white John, piercing and tattoos and blah, blah, blah. But that's not what I needed. Mm-hmm. What I needed was you.
Yeah.
I hit her with that.
That's cute.
That was cute as fuck,
that's
bro.
Cute. Bars. That's cute.
Bars. That was cute as shit. And I didn't have sex that night. So that was a bummer.
It was like, I'm finna get in your ass. No. All right, no. See, so I gotta wait. All right, cool.
I was like, baby, I don't want you. I need you. Let me get in that good night. Okay. All right. That's fine.
But that's what I like. Like, you know, like, it's not, you know, it's you two were complete opposites. Not even, you know what I mean? Like, whereas, like, now, it's just fucking hard. Everyone's like, I like what I like, and that's it. You know,
yeah, but everyone's a little closed minded.
Yeah,
like you can like now like dating apps, you see, you pretty much base your entire like thoughts about somebody on like a first impression, basically.
Yeah.
So you just see you see their profile and you're just like, oh, he likes this, like this, and you're just like, skip. Like not even like get a chance. Whether it's if you would like work with that person or been like a room with that person,
be different.
You get to talk with them, see how they are, and then you're like, and that's how. Bios, that shit kind of works out, you know what I'm saying?
Bios are fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't think they're stupid, but it's just like, that's just, like, you can see the what they like or the type of person they are.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just with being online, you just make that first assumption.
Right.
I'm sure everyone, not except for you, because you don't be on the
right
line, but everyone's here. You're on, like, Tinder or, like, Bumble or some shit. You
Grindr.
See somebody. Or Grindr, you know?
Or Grindr.
Yeah, if you see somebody and you're just like, you read
that's
like
a buff ass dude,
and you read their profile and you see it, and you're just like, I'm sure we've all done it.
Like, yeah, I mean, not that I can comment on that, but like I can go back to just Facebook and other profiles in general, and I feel like a bio doesn't do justice. Because the thing is that
like, it's just a first impression, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, like I feel like when you put a bio like male, Filipino, love living, like that's fine, like that's right. Okay.
The last part's wrong,
but wait a minute, I'm dying. But then you look weird if you're like. Yeah, I'm just you know like I'm this and I'm that and da da da. It's too long.
And again, like would you rather talk to somebody that has something like that, or would you rather talk to somebody that doesn't have a bio at all?
Somebody who doesn't have a bio at all.
I don't even. First of all, those profiles are usually like fake as fuck anyway.
Oh well, I mean,
but
I'm saying it's like, a real one.
Yeah, I'm saying yeah, but like you don't know that. That's what I'm saying. Like But if you're swiping and you see somebody that got like one picture and like no bio, you're gonna be like,
well, but that's literally the same thing as meeting somebody out in public for the first time.
Right. Yeah, but it's like I said, but it's different because you're online.
So I get that. So like the majority, yeah.
Because most of the female like friends I have, like most of them probably would just swipe them if I see them on like Bumble or Tinder or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like some of the coolest people you meet because you actually, you know,
get to know them,
talk and do all that kind of stuff with them. So it's like,
I was fine. She's like trying to
scratch her tail.
Yeah.
Well, you good?
She's like,
she can't reach because she keeps moving.
Yeah, but like in this day and age, like. Of course, it's always 100% better to meet somebody in person.
Yeah.
But then, you know, some people, like a lot of people are a lot less trusting of strangers these days. Because, I mean, now that you're more on social media, you start hearing these stories about people they met on, like, Tinder or people they met, like, their Uber or some shit. Or just somebody they rejected in a bar and they ended up following them three fucking blocks later. So people are less trusting.
Stalking. Yeah.
Yeah, stalkers. Like, people less trusting of strangers, so more people gravitate towards the online, the dating sites and stuff, which it's
safer.
I'm not going to say safe.
But it's a lot safer.
It's safer for you to disengage from.
Yeah, it's easier.
So like, if you mess around with somebody on Tinder and they say something you don't like, you can just be like, either they're just gonna ghost your ass or they're just gonna block you.
Yeah.
And like it's safer to disengage from. So
that's why I just started saying like using social media as a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
You see somebody's story on social media, shoot your shot. Simple. Like,
yeah, that's why people are like pretty much it's safer to like it's safer to back off from if something goes weird. You can just be like, let me just
I'll fall back and this way. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're just feeling weird, you know.
Yeah, that's right. It's the age we live in.
Yeah, you just gotta adapt to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with it, but
I think it's 1,000% better to meet someone in person.
Oh hell yeah!
Especially when if you hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
The chemistry is there right away.
Immediately, it's just such a rare opportunity these days that you don't get that luxury as much anymore.
Yeah, that sounded like a very like. Like, yeah, yeah, okay, wait, Kello. Yeah,
okay, whatever.
Yeah, anyway, we're talking about Pokemon. No. I think, because while you were saying that, the whole time, I'm thinking, like, you hear the saying, love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, not to cook, I do three parts of it. To go all the way back, love at first sight was just like, you know, seeing somebody and being like, whoa. Like, that's just how he perceived it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's an infatuation.
Right. The second thing was my personal experience of love at first sight, and that was with Ellie. And it wasn't necessarily that I loved her, but it was just like
infatuation.
I was just like, oh, mm-hmm. shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then now, I just feel like love at first sight now gave society it a very construct meaning, which it's like, if you don't have love at first sight, then it's nothing. Like, mm-hmm. and what I mean by that, I'm not saying that necessarily that the person that you meet has to be somebody that wows you, but it's like, with how things are today, it's like a picture alone. If a girl's just like, oh, he bald, that's it.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he got his ears too wide. I'm done.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know.
He wore glasses. Name starts with an M. Last name starts with a B.
You didn't describe me.
Person who says, describes me.
Nah. The person with that birthmark on his face. Nah.
He need to go somewhere.
The boy who said only knows right. Like, and I feel like that completely diminishes the meaning of love at first sight. Yeah. Because it's like, you know, it's like, you didn't even get a chance to like know the person. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, and I feel like that's what a relationship is built off. Like, well, that's how it grows, is by knowing a person. And but like, to solely be with somebody simply by the way they look,
mm-hmm.
like.
But that's what we deal with when it comes to the online dating. You know, that love at that, I'm not gonna say love, but
love at first picture,
that infatuation, first sight. You know, it's like
that J. Cole did. I can't remember the name of the song. He's like, one of the lines is he fell in love with the photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of the song.
Yeah, it's like people see that and they're like, all right, you know, like damn, I want this person. And that's why so many people end up in these shitty, toxic ass fucking relationships mm-hmm. because once the infatuation wears off,
once you get past
where you at,
once you get past that, oh, I liked you because of the way you look, but then after you pass that and you realize you're shit. Behind it, and it's mm-hmm. nothing good. You're like, well, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, looks, that's why I base everything. I don't, like, I tried to explain my scale of 1 to 10 to somebody, and they couldn't fucking get it for whatever reason. Like, it's so simple, right? So, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, from 1 to 4 is based off looks. From 5 to 8 is based off of, personality, or 5 to 9 is based off personality, And then 10 is like,
you got both.
You got all.
You got everything. Obviously, 4 being the highest you're going to get in looks. You know, 8 being the highest or 9 being the highest you're going to get.
So, like, you want to, I mean, obviously, with that scale, you can't judge a girl. Well, I mean, your scale wouldn't work just like rating chicks online, obviously, yeah. That you don't know.
That online, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, because you'd just be, I mean,
you'd the be handing out. The personality part would just never
be handing out threes and fours.
Exactly.
And
you'd
be like, she a fucking 10, bro. What you talking about? Right.
Bitch, I'm a 10. Fuck you mean? No, you don't get it. I got to explain. I'm not doing
it until I know you. You ain't a 10. You're not even
a candidate. I get that, though.
But it just makes more sense because, like, I try not to go at people based off of how they look. Obviously, if you a duck, like, I'm not, you know. Like, I'm not.
Why is that your thing now, a duck?
Because, like, you look at it and it's like, like, yeah, ducks are adorable, but
yeah. Ugly duckling.
You know, you feel bad because, like, you know, I fucking, you know, love yourself, right?
Yeah. But,
like, at the same time.
I love
time,
yourself, but like, bitch, you're ugly. Love you.
Just... Just say they are in your preference. Don't just like, bitch, you know,
if you're not in my preference, I will tell you respectfully, like, I'm just not feeling you.
Yeah.
I won't disrespect you. I won't say, yeah, no, you a duck or no, you ugly. I would respectfully be like, no, I'm just not interested in you. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. Like, now, if you continue to harass me about why you're not my type, then... You a duck, like, yeah, man, you duck, I'm telling you, right?
You ask why, you're gonna get the answer.
Exactly.
You're not gonna like the answer, you know?
But I try to be respectful with it as possible. But man, you're just not my type. You're just not my type.
Yeah, see, I truthfully don't believe, like, the whole self love thing 100%.
Right.
I don't think anybody's ugly. Like, I really don't. Unless, however, you look like this nigga. Completely different. There is ugliness out there. No one will know what I showed. Y'all know.
Yo.
There's ugliness out there, but I don't believe solely that somebody is ugly. I think what makes somebody's ugly is their vision of how they see things. Now, if... For you, if you see a girl who looks like a duck, not your definition of duck, and like, you know, but she doesn't dress in no way where she knows she's not somebody else, and she acts how you would, like, a normal person, and like.
So are you saying, like, she's...
Like, I feel like that wouldn't be an ugly person. I feel like an ugly person would be... Like, somebody who's a duck is somebody who is, you know...
Well...
It's like somebody being like, oh... Like, women who have a specific... Like, a specific but high standard for somebody.
Okay.
Knowing damn well that's, like, not in your criteria. Now, I'm not saying that you can't get anybody like that. Because it can happen.
There's definitely levels to it.
Yeah. But I feel like that's what makes you ugly. When you're just out of...
Stuck up.
I just rather...
Stuck up.
So,
ugly. Out of the, like, not in your... Know your place in a way. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't go out there thinking that you're big shit. Thinking that you can grab anybody you want.
Right.
Like, clearly, you're in a pool with the same amount of ugliness that you surround.
All right, so I don't want to say ugly, but, like, let's just say unattractive to me, that person. Uh-huh. I don't want to, because I know that term would get confused and, you know, everyone, you know, whatever. Yeah, so
duck is
I'll just
a
say,
funny way of saying it.
Yeah, so. Duck is just a fun way of saying it. Yeah. But you're unattractive to me. But it's definitely, like, it's, like, factors that go into it. Like, if I meet you, you know, I'm like, all right, you are. You like a 2. All right, like, okay, and then your personality is just shit. You're fucking, like, what you value is just dumb. Like, you know what I mean? Then, yes, you're ugly in that sense because there's just nothing matching here, you know? Yeah. You can't be okay with shitty views and values and all of this and expect people to like you, you know? But then again, you can meet a girl and she a 4, a 3, and you're like, damn, she fine as shit. And then you meet her and... It's just a blank fucking blank wall behind it.
Keep in mind, three.
Like, yeah, just not gonna lie. For a second, I was like, what?
Yeah, three in my scale.
Just yeah, your scale, yeah.
Is, you know, you're like, all right, okay, she's pretty. She's really pretty. And then you get to talk to her and you're like,
yeah.
It's like, there ain't shit going on behind this, in between these ears. Like, mm-hmm. There's just nothing going on. So yeah. She's ugly, you know what I mean?
Like, I know somebody who, like, he's with somebody. And I look at her, and I don't think she's ugly or anything like that, but I would just never have thought that that would be his type of woman. Like, and I'm not trying to say it in, like, a rude way. You just don't expect it from him. Like, right. Just the way he acts, his demeanor, the way he looks, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Not saying that he downgraded or anything like that. It's not like that. But it's just surprising to be like, oh, shit, like, this person... you know, is dating this other person.
Right.
So sometimes I feel like at the end of the day, you say you got 5 minutes? It's like, yeah. That this person, you know, is in, there's a pot to every lid. There's a lid to every pot, sorry.
Fuck that up. I was going,
there's a pot to every lid. I mean, if you put the pot on top of the lid. Did you do Facebook dating? Did you do it?
Yeah, I did actually. So, it's essentially the same thing as,
like Tinder, right?
Yeah. You just, instead of swiping it, it's just you hit the check mark for yeah or X for
so
no.
So can you go to that, like...
Go to it?
Yeah. Just whatever's the first thing that pops up. So the first thing that pops up is a chick or a dude, depending on...
Like, wait, this is your homepage. So like, is it like Tinder or Bumble? Like, it pops up.
So if you...
You see,
so person. What would you click... In this scenario.
Like this that. One? I don't know, because I don't really like...
She's a cutie.
She is. Like, I usually don't, like, just...
Right. So, it's hard to tell.
Actually, most of the time, I kind of just like people.
I mean, so, you should...
I never got that about Tinder.
So...
just swiping like, right so on everything. So
if you click the heart, what happens?
Because most of the time, I mean, like... Most of the time, it's like... It's at least for us men, it's the... Like, usually, we'll talk to anything with a fucking heartbeat.
I'm not that desperate.
I'm that desperate.
No, it's not desperate.
I know what you're saying, though.
It's like, you see somebody, you're like, might be cool. So, it's more like it's, like, the women choose the, at the end of the day. Like, whenever you, like, usually most of the time you match with somebody on Tinder. It's not, you aren't the second half. So you're always the one like in first, and then they will end up like in second, and you like match with them. But like, how many times, like how rare is it that you've been swiping on Tinder and you swipe right on somebody, and it's like you're a match. This person's already liked you before, so it's like
Tinder. It's like literally the first day after. If I make a Tinder and like you swipe right that next day, like you get all of them.
Yeah,
you
know. I'm saying like even now, if you had your Tinder open for like Tinder, I'm just saying Tinder because yeah, it's the one everyone knows. But it's like, you do that, and you just keep swiping basically, and then if someone likes you, they talk to you. So it's like, I don't know.
In this case, what happens if you heart it?
Then
it'd be the same. Well, I believe actually with Facebook dating, you can see who see everyone who likes you because there's a like you section right above here.
Well, like it. This might be like the perfect story. Maybe you guys might hit it off. And we one day do a podcast, and you did it.
Yeah, he did.
Well, you ballsy. We gonna do it. So what happened after that? So you clicked it, and then what? Did it open up her?
It just says
you like her,
and then it just moves on to the next person.
Okay.
So who's the next person?
So who's the next person? And then you just eat it.
No, was she 28?
I have no idea. I didn't look at it.
All right, one more. Who's that next person?
Why are you like it so bad?
Let me see the last person.
It's too late. My phone's closed.
But yeah, no, I. But then again, it's like funny because like how you said, like women are always the ones that like they're kind of the ones that's like picking out of the like the canned apples.
Because mm-hmm. I feel like at the end of the day, at least, I'm gonna say, well, like straight relationships, like for us, because we're all straight.
Yeah.
Except for that one time,
believe
Leo.
Yeah.
Let's not keep this going, guys.
Yeah, but like most of the time, in like straight relationships, it's like. You gotta get the woman's approval.
Yeah,
because cause not it sounds
sometimes no
that.
Means yes.
We're not gonna get into that.
We're definitely not gonna do that. But
you on your lonely no, by that.
Like, I mean, Like, it's weird because, like, sometimes, like,
I mean,
yes, because, like, you know, you like some people like persistence.
They want to show that they want you to show that you're consistent.
Yeah, like they'll be like, don't fucking talk to me. But like deep in the back of the head, they're like, I'm like chase after me and some shit. Yeah. But I'm like, what's up? We ain't gonna get into that. No means no. but like most of the times, like the women, you get the approval of them. They choose you in a sense, you know. Because like I said, most of the time we'll like not date like anything with a fucking heartbeat, but we'll talk to anything with a heartbeat.
With a puss.
Yeah. And
We'll talk. We'll talk to anybody. Oh, damn, Violet. But yeah, we'll talk to anybody. But they, at the end of the day, they choose who they want to talk to, especially in the online.
Unless you world. Just when it's, like, unless you out of their bracket, I guess, and they're like, oh, I'm about to pursue this, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, yeah, like when it's in person, turn. It's different because you kind of just go up to them and they're like, man, y'all hit it back. And it's like it's a mutual thing. But right. In the online world, it's mostly. They get that final set.
I do bars. You know, I would love to see like who you guys inevitably, you know, are with for years upon years, and you know, I do hope. I would want you like if for Malik, if he has a girlfriend, like to bring her over. So I could do her? No. So that, you know, because I want to see if your next girlfriend, not that he goes through a lot, I'm just saying his
my next is my last. After that, I'm going to a sperm donor, giving sperm, and calling it a fucking day.
Wait, you going to get pregnant?
Man, but I have like 50 million kids.
You're going to be a single around. Independent black man.
I'm going to be a single independent black
man. No, I would love to see, I would love to for you to challenge your girl and be like, yo, like, there's only one woman that looks at me like so deeply, and that's Violet. The way Violet, my dog, looks at Malik, like in his eyes, that shit is love. She don't look at me like that. Malik would be talking, and she'd just be like,
she should be listening, yo. Like this,
this is a beautiful ass man.
Yeah. What a beautiful chocolate man. it's just, man, the fucking online dating is just weird, man.
Yeah, agreed. That's what it inevitably comes to.
And then they, you know, it's kind of what we have to deal with. Unless
that's
you,
just a theory, a game theory.
Don't you fucking
get it. But I think that would about wraps that for us tonight, you know?
So November is filled with, you know, Malik's fat-gasm. So I guess let's close off with a question. Which we touched a little bit, which would be like, what would your last meal be if we were to horrifically be on death row? Yeah. But what is the one item that you're excited for Thanksgiving? Go ahead, Malik, you start. Well, I'll start it off, because I can just say it's pork. That nice pork thigh, that honey pork ham joint.
So item or food?
Food.
Okay, because you said item.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I meant to be
You got Black Friday right after Thanksgiving, so like immediately I was like, item.
TV.
Well, yeah, TV is, you know, a bunch of shit about the food.
For me, it's that honey glazed ham, man. That
you say pork?
Pork, ham, nigga, they're both the same.
Oh, shit. No, they not.
Are you, for real?
Pork and ham are not the same.
I mean,
are you retarded?
Like,
I'm sorry. Is that upstairs bathroom not working correctly?
I get the like, they come from the same thing, but the pork is like, we're gonna have this conversation later because
I feel like it don't taste the same.
It don't.
They're from different parts, but they are.
Yeah.
Ham is still pork.
Right,
but you can get ham from chicken.
Yes, that's why. That's why they call it turkey ham. They don't
see.
See,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's why they call it turkey ham.
You gotta be careful. Like, that's why I was like, it's not, you know.
Because
you can get turkey bacon.
If I went somewhere and I was like, yeah, can you give me a slice of ham, please? They're not going to be like turkey ham, chicken ham.
Why not?
Because
they're going to say, if you go to
a deli?
Yeah, and they're going to ask you what kind of ham you want.
You can't just say ham. There's like 50 million types of ham.
Yeah.
Go to a deli.
But I'm going to see. Well, I'm gonna test that. I'm gonna be like,
that realization is slowly
succeeding. Because the one thing that's true, they're gonna be like, well, what ham are you looking for? Yeah. Honey glazed, blah, 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 blah. But I'm gonna be like, but what animal you think I'm talking about, though?
They're gonna look at you
what
like,
what the fuck item? What, I'm sorry, not item. What food are you expecting? Getting all deep with my pork ham shit, man.
You know what I mean? Big Mac and cheese.
I'm looking for some. Can I say more than one thing?
One.
Because this is the thing, is that the one thing you're most excited for?
Like, Big Mac and cheese, man. Easy.
If nobody made nothing except for, help me. The one item that's, like, at least if you had that, you're good. Like, you're happy.
Them candy canes.
Candy canes?
Them sweet potatoes. Oh, boy.
Well, sweet potatoes and yams are two different things.
I know.
What you said?
So like, which one?
Like, sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, all right.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes? Well, yeah. Wait. Is sweet potatoes the one with the marshmallow on it?
Either or. You can make them the same way.
Yeah, you can make them both.
Okay. But more pop, like the more popular one. Color, what was that?
Baked mac and cheese.
Nice.
Easy.
What about you, Marcus?
Probably the ham.
Right?
Ham.
Fuck, dog.
Y'all really do like ham?
Yo.
Don't get me wrong. That ham is ham. But mac and cheese is just...
Yo, now, I mean, we talk about the full plate. When you have that ham just slapped on whatever fucking side, touching whatever...
And it's nice and juicy. And
just fuck, bro.
That's exactly excited. Why this holiday is better
it's
than
also
Halloween.
My birthday month.
Oh, I like it. Fuck.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. We'll get to that. We'll
all
get to
your
that
birthday's
when
the 22nd, right?
23rd month.
All
right. But that'll my wrap it up. This was a good old informative filled gentleman's lobby. It's been me, Khalil.
Mark.
Leo.
It's your boy Leek from the streets.
Making love with Leo.
And we will see y'all next time.
Signing off.
This nigga out of pocket.